Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stearns, podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show.
Studio Lounge interviews at America's Credit Union's GAC, brought to you by PSU Co-op Solutions, Correlation, Smart Vault, Despite Impossible, Connective, Q2, Acuvo, and Advantage. Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome back to our continued coverage of the GAC here in beautiful Washington, D.C., put on by the fine folks at America's Credit Unions. And look who we have in the studio lounge, Alyssa McCarter-Laborde from the World Council of Credit Unions. How are you?
I'm doing well.
Good.
How are you?
I'm doing great, if my technology would work out great. So, goodness gracious. So anyway, how has the conference been? We're here on the last day. You just got off the main stage. What did you chat about? What did you talk about up on the main stage?
Well, I have to say, this has been a pretty incredible GAC.
Yes, I agree.
And just because of the energy, the people, but I think the unity of having America's Credit Unions and having people come together. Mm-hmm. You've got the merger of PSCU and Co-op Solutions,
yep,
too. So I was just really excited to see who was going to show up and what the energy level was. And mm-hmm, I think that it's been really positive.
Yeah, and I agree.
And that, well, I'm not going to bore you with what I just talked about on the main stage, but...
Well, give me a highlight or two.
Well, I guess the highlight is, you know, we always take, the perspective of the global credit union movement, and obviously the U.S. system is the largest and kind of one of our anchors in the movement. And so I think seeing the leadership happening here and the important focus on advocacy and making sure we are getting the word out of the important business that credit unions do and reaching the underserved and really driving financial inclusion, I think that just allowed me to make that point even more, that when you look around the world, we have credit unions really driving change in so many different markets at a time when the world is incredibly divided.
Yes, it is. Yeah.
And my main message was all the more reason we need to invest in a network that unites us.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have our differences. We have different regulatory barriers. We have a lot of pain points in reaching young people and really trying to grow. But I think on all in, we really see the possibility of the global credit union movement to answer to some of the changes that we know we need to make, and that's reaching the next generation, really investing in diverse leadership, really opening the tent. That's what we've been doing at World Council. Last year, we had a pretty landmark decision that our board of directors agreed and approved to be able to allow different credit unions, not only associations, but credit unions themselves, other industry partners, to become a member of World Council.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas
mm-hmm,
previously we had kind of one member per country, now we're looking at having more people who were interested, who maybe don't meet the typical definition of a national association, but
right,
they want to be
right,
part of the movement.
Mm-hmm.
We've opened the tent, and we're seeing interest. We had Moldova join last year. We had two more associations in Brazil. Brazil is a leader in the credit union movement. They've become a member. We have other countries that are signing up. So that's what we want to see. We
want
to see growth, and we want to see people wanting to sign up.
I think it's a beautiful thing, because the more people that come in, the more people get educated, the more people that are aware, the more you can do. So yeah, I think that's a fantastic strategy for sure. So tell me a little bit about GAC. What are some highlights that you've seen here besides your highlights on stage? What, anything stand out for you at this year's GAC besides what you mentioned at the top, where there's this kind of a really kind of refreshing, re-energizing vibe that's going on here this year? So any other highlights stand out for you? And looking at it from a global perspective?
Well, that's what I was going to say, is I don't want to, by my highlights, I don't want to say that the other parts of the last several days aren't uninteresting, but I definitely gravitate towards things that are, about world perspective, international.
Mm-hmm.
We had several stakeholders here, credit union professionals from Africa, from Ireland, from Poland, mm-hmm, from the UK, from New Zealand.
Mm-hmm.
So I had a chance to speak to them. I think, we hosted a panel yesterday morning, and it was striking for me, honestly, to hear the story of Karen Bennett, who is here representing Enterprise Credit Union from the UK. And I actually didn't know, she started her story saying, I I am among the unbanked. I grew up unbanked in Liverpool. And she said, my credit union is serving 25,000 people who were like me, who are underserved, a lot of single moms, saving £1 a week to try to build up a little bit of money to buy Christmas presents. And so it was just remarkable to me that even on a small scale, it still matters. And if you amplify that so many different ways that we see in a lot of different countries, I love hearing those stories. So definitely where I've gotten some inspiration here is just, you know, meeting people that I hadn't really known what their story was. And I guess the other thing I would say is, you might expect it, is Theresa May's talk yesterday.
I wish I could have seen that.
Was pretty incredible. You know, she had such a tough job for 3 years as Prime Minister of the UK at a time when Brexit and all the chaos. And you know, she's authentic in talking about how the experience was. She knows the issues. She has been in service her whole life, public service, and knows what the duty of service is. And you know, she is a woman leader, the only second Prime Minister who's a woman in the UK. We haven't quite had that opportunity in this country yet. I don't see it coming anytime soon, unfortunately. But I think for me, it was good to know that there are leaders who authentically lead, who know their issues. It's about the people they serve. And, you know, to step back from Prime Minister and still be working in public service on the back bench, and why she's doing that is she's working on the issues she wants to work on. To me, that's inspiring. You don't need to be at the top of the top. You need to be focused on making a difference and working on issues that are going to really drive impact for the good of humanity.
Right.
And so I was impressed.
Well, I think that's where you can truly make change, is when you can focus on something, because I understand in her previous role as Prime Minister, you're spread out everywhere, you know?
Yeah.
So, but now she can really focus on what she wants to do and truly make a difference. So yeah, totally get what you're saying there. I want to switch gears a little bit to the conference coming up this summer, the World Banking Conference in Boston, Massachusetts. How much fun is that going to be? You want to give a quick overview on what's
going to be? It's going to be
expected?
So much fun. You don't want to miss it.
Oh my gosh.
You don't want to miss it. This is a unique year because we are hosting the World Credit Union Conference here in the U.S., and it's going to be co-hosted with America's Credit Unions. And so we'll have a chance to hopefully draw a lot of American credit union professionals, vendors, stakeholders. But usually we have more than 60 countries who are represented there. And so I think this year we're continuing to push some of the strategic themes of World Council that we want to see more leadership in. That's on, you know, how do we think about digital innovation in a way that really drives inclusion and reaching the underserved. And we're also looking at, you know, surfacing those leaders who are, you know, advancing sustainable finance and climate adaptation. We've got great leaders here in the U.S., Inclusive being one of them. That's really, you know, been at the forefront of green lending. And so this is all about, you know, how do we think about resilience in today's world and be part of that. And so resilient livelihoods is that third theme of how do we get credit unions making sure they're putting money into productive lending, into investing in ways that are going to help families be resilient in a lot of times of uncertainty, economic uncertainty. We have climate uncertainty. We have a lot of crazy weather things going on that are making us rethink how do we live and work and invest in our kids' futures. And credit unions need to be part of that.
Okay,
so
completely.
I think you're going to see that play out, and some really good learning among peers in different countries that are struggling with some of the same issues. And you know, together we're stronger. So
yeah,
I'm excited.
I like how we can all come together and really learn something from each other. Because I had Lana Giacomopoulos in here earlier from the Global Women's Leadership Network, and she was talking about how some of the countries in Africa are way ahead of the United States in women leadership. So I went, oh my God, so now we can learn from that country, and then some other countries are ahead of us. Well,
yeah.
I think most of them are ahead of us in financial technology, so we can certainly learn from, you know, countries like Estonia or many other countries over there. So, I mean, I just, your conference is so inspiring from a global level, and it just shows how big and powerful this credit union network is. So it really puts it in perspective there. That's what I love about the World Credit Union Conference.
Yeah, and so we're a global movement, so we want to make that visible. Completely. I think that's important.
Yeah. You want to talk a little bit about the foundations, Global Bridges, as well? Because we had Mike Reuter in here on the first day, and he gave us a quick summation of what they're doing on that end. But do you want to add to it?
Thanks for that question. Sure. So, you know, the Worldwide Foundation for Credit Unions is a part of the World Council kind of enterprise. And I think for the U.S., for U.S. credit union professionals, you know, they hear about our conference, they maybe heard about World Council, hopefully they know about this global movement, they're part of something much bigger than themselves, which is inspiring, it's motivating. But through the Worldwide Foundation, we do offer engagement opportunities for credit unions and their staff and their young people to get engaged in really practical ways. Like, we do exchanges, we're planning a series of study tours where there would be some open seats available to go and experience either in person or virtually, experience what credit unions are doing in other countries around certain topics that are relevant. That could be around technology, that could be around reaching women, young people, that could be around advocacy issues. It really is open. I think we've always done these kinds of exchanges, and what we're trying to do a little bit more intentionally is structured in a way that there's outcomes that we can document. And that could be in the form of a white paper or a short, you know, video or a way to document a lot of the learning and inspiration that happens, but that shouldn't end when people go back home.
Completely.
And so I guess I would just say, you know, for credit unions that are interested in learning what we're doing, maybe getting involved, it can be a little bit of, you know, one touch point, or it could be, you know, a year's engagement with another credit union system. What we hear, and you know, I hear this a lot, and I think it probably resonates in a number of ways if we're humble about what we know and what more we need to know, is, you know, we often go into that as Americans saying, oh, I want to do good, I want to help, you know, I want to mentor, I want to, you know, be part of giving back, and they come away realizing how much they got out of it and how much they learned.
Yeah.
And that's the kind of, I think, humble spirit of trying to work together and really be part of this movement. Yeah. And some people are like, why are you calling it a movement? It's an industry. Well, it is, but you know, from the point of inspiration, we want it to grow and continue. We want people to get excited about it. We want people to stay in it. And so truly thinking about it as a cooperative movement of financial institutions that are really driving change and driving the democratization of financial inclusion. Theresa May said that people take democracy for granted, and I think we're seeing that even in this country. They're interpreting it in different ways, and I think what we do so well in our best selves is we democratize financial services so that everybody anywhere has a chance for the kinds of tools and resources and things they need to live a fulfilling life. Right? That's what everybody deserves.
Indeed, indeed. And your conference really puts that on the forefront. And it's such a, at least for me, I'm sure many, many others who attend it, is such an eye-opener on how this is done on a global level. I mean, how different we are. We come from, you know, obviously different areas of the planet, and we're different cultures and that stuff, but how alike we are when we start talking credit union. So, and it's so inspiring to see it on. I mean, you come here and you're inspired on a domestic level, but man, when you go to your conference, oh my gosh, and it's just, and
it's a whole nother level.
It is, but at the same time, it really kind of inspires you to go, I can do more, especially on a global level. So thank you for putting up that platform for all of us to check it out.
We can all do a lot more. Well, thank you for that free promo of our event.
anytime, Alyssa, I'm here for you. So, I mean, I know you're pressed for time, so, but anything else to add to wrap up here? Any final, I mean, there's, you have so many things going on your plate, but any other things you want to share before we...
Just come join us in Boston. Indeed. We want everybody in Boston.
Yeah, it's going to be a great time.
We'll talk about it a whole lot more there.
Got that right. All right, Alyssa, I'm going to let you get going. Thank you so much for hanging out. I appreciate the time as always, and keep up the good work, and we'll see you this summer.
See you
all
in Boston.
Good job.
word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stearns podcast, Despite Impossible.